Welcome to the podcast of The Table at Central United Methodist Church. Our podcast weaves together the message and a taste of the music that we experience each Sunday morning as we root our lives in grace through worship here at The Table. More and more people are finding their way to The Table through this podcast, so if you are one of the many, many folks who tune in each week from other parts of California, other parts of our country, or even from other places in the world, we would invite you to take a next step in growing in faith here at The Table. You can do that online at our website, thetableumc.org. There you'll find links to social media and also a way to make a deep commitment to our community to express how you hope to root your life in grace, to grow in faith, to reach in love, and to give generously. If you're one of the many people listening to this but haven't quite walked through the door of the sanctuary yet on a Sunday morning, we would love to welcome you into the beauty of this sanctuary. We gather each Sunday for worship at 9:30 and at 11. Our address is 5265 H Street in East Sacramento.
Come as you are.
All are welcome.
Read my Bible in a year. Do I still have a welcome place waiting for me here? And even though you saw me at the bar last week, do I still have a place that's safe for me to speak? Even though I cursed on the court playing ball, do I still have a place that'll care for me at all? And even though my parents are some hippies of new age, burning incense, can it still be my place? And even though I feel a little different than you, can it still be a place where we can feel renewed? And even though I shout Nerman service in my wheelchair, can this be the place for me where people still care? Come as you are. Somebody of the same sex, do I still have a place to learn about God's text? Even though my wife and I can't get along, do we still have a place to come and sing God's song? And even though I have a personality disorder, do I still have a place to bathe in God's water? Even though HIV is affecting me, do I have a place to go where I can finally be free? Even though I'm homeless and I struggle to eat, do I still have a place to keep me off of the street? And even though I can't speak English that well, do I still have a place where I can come and get help? Come as you are. In tongues and raise my hand to God, do I still have a place here on the church squad? Even though I sit there and don't sing, do I still have a place where I can come and do my thing? See, even though sometimes we're sinners and fall short, this is to be a place that we can come to the Lord, break bread together, sing hymns together, all of God's children, bring them together. See, even though sometimes we can't run the race, are we still God's children? Is this still our place? Even though sometimes you can't run the race, you're still God's child and this is still your place. Come on. As you are.
As you are.
As you are.
As you are. In the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise. Give me Jesus.
So By the Grace is a really great song, and we would have so much fun with it, but I just, after our conversation last night, just keep thinking that I have to sing this other song. And so I'm going to say, for those of you who are grieving anything, or for those of you who have to sort of put something to death in your life right now, this song is for you. And I think sometimes when we have to pray, like, there's no other words but, oh my God, or oh my Lord. Like, there's no other way than just to pray that way. And so for those of you who that is your song right now, that this is your song. I've been trampled down. Oh, I have been torn. I have been wasted. I have been worn. Oh, there was no love for me. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. I heard the devil speak words of death over me. Oh, my Lord, words of contempt, words of injury. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord. Oh, there was no hope for me. My light had faded, and the darkness settled down on me. Then the dawn shined brightly on me. She showed me the road to to liberty. This here is the new day. This here is the truth. This here is tomorrow and every day beyond. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, oh, my, oh, my Lord, I can have freedom, I can have joy in the midst of suffering, I will hear the hate no more, I swear I can be strong, I can be brave, oh, my.
Wake up, I wanna yell in the church. There's an elephant that's bigger than a whale in the church. We walk on eggshells in the church. No spirit, smoking mirrors, broken bells in the church. The wine went sour and the bread went stale in the church. Cause we failed in the church. Built barriers with communion rails in the church. Slavery was steady upheld in the church. Beyond the pale in the church. Where every single face looks pale in the church. And gay people were expelled in the church, while the sinners and pretenders all excelled in the church. We told people go to hell in the church, showing hellish behavior ourselves in the church. Wouldn't serve the hungry a meal in the church, while we spend a couple million on building the church. Worship Baal in the church, that's why they bail in the church, because of lies that we tell in the church. We told people all is well in the church, while we ignore the woman at the well in the church. Jews, Muslims, Christians, blood spilled in the church, while we read, thou shalt not kill in the church. Try to give a magic pill in the church. Refuse to try to keep it real in the church. 500 years behind, we have trailed in the church. Just apologize to Galileo in the church. At the door, checking brain cells in the church. That type of mentality is still in the church. I wonder what we're trying to sell in the church. Chasing profit, real profits go to jail in the church. That's why so many were repelled in the church, because something smelled in the church. So is there anybody else in the church that wants to try to do God's will in the church, huh? And is there anybody else in the church that's ready for the hatred to melt in the church? And is there anybody else in the church that's ready for hope to set sail in the church? Is there anybody else in the church that wants to say farewell in the church, that believes God's grace still dwells in the church, that believes God's love will prevail in the church? I said, God's love will prevail in the church. That's my 35 theses. I'm a nail to the church. That's it. 35, because that leaves 60 more for you all to write your theses, to see what God is doing, because we are always reforming and always confessing. We build on what's been built and we keep it moving forward. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Now, you all are Methodists, so I'm not sure how this works. I know when I say something like this in a Lutheran church, I know what kind of faces I get. So you ready to maybe get offended? Is that okay? Woo! All right. You ready for me? We have a God who judges. Come on, let's see it. Right, that's oh my gosh, how dare you say this? How dare you speak these words? What do you mean we have a God who judges? The word in Hebrew for judgment is the same word for justice. Now, justice is a magic word in the church. Oh, we want justice. We want social justice. We want community justice. We want racial justice. We want this kind of justice, that kind of justice. Well, the thing about justice is there's an element of judgment that goes with it. And so for those of us, for me, the white middle class Christian who is like, yeah, I'm on the top of things. I don't need God to be so judgy. Why is everybody thinking God's so judgy? I don't like this judgment stuff. It doesn't sit well with me. But the thing is, this judgment for me is like a way of looking at my life and saying, did I really need that 20-minute shower when 1 billion people lack access to clean water in this world? Did I really need that extra cheesecake when I know that 16,000 people die of hunger every day and preventable causes in this world? Do I want to be a part of a church that's 96% white and not ask any questions of it and sit there in silence and know that I just was complicit in the institutional racism that exists there. See, judgment doesn't feel good, but we need it. And here's the thing. Here's the good news. So that was the bad news. You know what the good news is? It's the same news. The good news is God gets mad about these things. See, I would be worried about a God who said, oh, 16,000 kids a day die of hunger in the world. Cool. That's no big deal. It's all good. I would be worried about a God who would sit by while we would have housing discrimination, while we would have a water crisis in Flint, Michigan, and just be like, hey, this is all good. The good news is that we have a God who actually cares about this stuff. And as I like to say, this God occasionally gets a little bit unhinged, like a jealous lover in a bad reality show. If you read Jeremiah, like, I'm so mad at you, you know, harlot. Like, he's calling names. He's not happy, right? And the thing about it is, that's what happens with me sometimes with somebody that I really love. I just get so mad. I don't know what to do sometimes because I care about them so much. And that, to me, is good news. So that's actually good news. But here's the thing. For those of us who are hearing this good news, there's even better news, that God doesn't leave us in the midst of that anger. See, in the reading today, if you guys are church nerds, you're into the lectionary, which is the reading that you guys would have done, right? Did we do that reading? We didn't do that reading. Okay, in your kitchen tables, you did it. And you hear this God who is just always giving these lures, always wooing all of humanity into the way of peace and justice and saying, hey, I'm going to make you in my image. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, I'm going to make a covenant with you. You guys read about the covenant, maybe? That didn't work. How about prophets? No, okay, kings, judges. I'm just going to keep it. The lure is going to just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And then finally you hear today when Jesus says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I long to gather you together like a mother hen over her brood. And for me, I find so much resonance with this because God as a mother for me has been a big, important image for me in my own life. My mother is somebody who would regulate on me when she needed to regulate on me. My mother was somebody who knew how to give me the proverbial smackdown when I needed it. But there was a time for me when I was decided to do a little drag racing, and I thought, you know, this is a good idea. We're gonna race our cars as fast as we can go. Apparently the police didn't appreciate that. They thought that was a bad idea. And so they called my mom and they said, you know, we have your son here. And he basically said to me, look, we can throw you in jail right now. We have over $1,000 of charges against you, or we can tell your mother. And I said, bring me to jail right now, if those are the options. Well, he decided that he was going to just, you know, to send us home. So we drove home, and I remember just sitting there the whole time I'm driving thinking, okay, is she going to do, like, what kind of killing device is she going to use? Is she going to, you know, sharpening the knives, getting ready? I walk in the door, and I kind of imagine this, you know, fire-breathing dragon noises upstairs, eating teenagers. And she comes down, and she says, David, I heard what happened. And I'm just like, please don't kill me, please don't kill me. My mom had a really low voice, by the way. That was kind of heavy. So she gets a little bit closer, which is, you always want to do that with your victims, right? You get real close. And she kind of reached out her arms, and she hugged me. My mom hugged me. And it made no sense at all. I mean, and she didn't just hug me. She hugged me. She grabbed me, and she just, like, my legs are flying in the air like this. And she's kissing me and like, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you're okay. I love you so much. I was so worried about you. And in that moment, once I got over my feelings of you're really weird, I don't know why you're doing this, I was like, oh, my gosh, her love trumped everything. All the ways that I had, like, you know, totally screwed up, the ways that I had, like, betrayed the family name and, you know, brought shame to everything, That didn't even matter. None of that mattered. In that moment, what mattered was her love for me. And as I experienced that grace, I began to see that this is the same grace that allowed this God of the universe, who keeps like working on us, to actually empty out God's self and join us in this human enterprise and say, all right, that's not working. How about this? I will show you the power of vulnerability. I will walk with you. I will be born a refugee to an unwed teenage mother. That's what I'll do. And then will you understand my love? I will go suffer a horrific death, not because it changes God's mind, but I will do this because of the love that I have for you. And this is the love that changes our lives. So the good news for us today is that we have a God who longs to draw each one of us in. Those of us who are mired in shame, those of us who are aware of the way we've been complicit in all of this injustice, and those of us who just feel paralyzed because we don't even know where to start with all the work that needs to be done on this earth. And as we sit in this shame, as we sit wallowing in this guilt, we have a mother who embraces us and who says, come, I will gather you. I will gather you together under my wings. I'm your mother and I love you. Amen. Amen. This list goes on. We know that God's grace goes on as well. So, and I was going to sort of make this song all everything neat and wrap it all up in a neat bow, and I decided to keep it hanging and lingering. And I think that's kind of how life works sometimes. That's how the end of Mark works. The women left the tomb and boom, that was it. They told nobody. They were scared, and I think that's how life is sometimes. So God shows up in the ambiguity. Amen. So if you have a list like this, you might be able to relate to this. I should pray more than I do, and I should keep up more with the news. I should give more, I should live more. I should help people find something to live for. I should let go of all my fear, and I should go volunteer. I should be more religious and build bridges. I should learn more languages. I should spread love to the whole world, and I should say I'm sorry to my old girl. And I should probably curse less and be putting down the church less. And I should try to find my purpose and eat dessert less and pimping Mother Earth less. I should think of all the people that I could bless. I confess, yes, I should say should less. On and on and on and on. Say it. On and on and on and on. Say it. On and on and on and on. The list goes, it goes on and on and on and on. Say it. On and on and on and on. On and on and on and on. The list goes on and on and on. I should be clever. I should be wiser. I should be better and a couple pounds lighter. I should have gone to church more often. And I should have cried when I carried that coffin. I should memorize the Psalms. I should have never said that to my moms. And I should give my kid my undivided, be less closed-minded, and I should drive a hybrid. I should call my auntie. I should feed the hungry, or at least do some laundry. And I should be a go-getter. I should not say should. I should know better. I should grab a Bible and read all night, and I should know that if I don't, that it will be all right. I should tell the people who's the one that they should look to. I should write a song about all the things I should do. On and on and on and on. Say it. On and on and on. It goes on and on and on and on. Your love goes on. Say it. On and on and on and on. Say on and on and on. On and on and on. Break it down, break it down. Out, 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 out,
this goes on.
One more time, everybody say.
All I'd ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. Then love came in, making 2-1, proclaiming God, your kingdom come. And every breath we drew was hallelujah. Please sing with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When children are tucked in at night, parents dream of peace and light, of love and hope and freedom and a future. In the midst of war and poverty, the broken dreams and the mystery, the Spirit comes and breathes the hallelujah. 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 Your followers thinking all was lost. They scattered aimless like they never knew you. We know that we are broken too, denying that we follow you. It's a cold, it's a broken heart. Captives and the prisoners, in our shame, our doubt, our fears, God's calling to you. Yes, love, it has its victory march, proclaiming peace to those far off. With grateful hearts we raise the
My wife and I, we had some troubles because we wanted to have a baby and it wasn't happening and it wasn't happening. We waited and we waited and we waited. And there were times that we would sit in this church or sit in a church and we couldn't sing the songs anymore. We couldn't pray the prayers anymore. And I remember a friend of mine coming up to me and saying, Dave, you don't have to sing those songs today. We will sing for you. You don't have to pray those prayers. We will pray for you. That's why you belong to this community of faith. And so that's the cool part about being religious. I'm all about being spiritual, but religious means to bind together. And so it's important that we do things together as a community. And so God carried us through that time. We ended up with a beautiful baby. And I wrote this song to try to let him know that no matter what happens, no matter who he grows up to be, who he grows up to love, that he will always be a child of the Most High God. So maybe this will help you all today, those of you who wonder about that promise. God loves you. Asher was kind of bashful, had a crush on a guy named Jim from his classroom. He stuffed it in, he kept suffering, but this deep secret kept on coming up again. He really loves this man, but to his parents he was just a friend. Yeah, right. You see, there's no one he can tell. If he told his mama, she would say he's going straight to hell. His father is a deacon in the church. It's hard work trying to keep a secret in the church. So he decided that he had to make a choice. Keep dying and be silent, either that or raise his voice. He practiced what he'd say to his pops. With his sidewalk chalk, started jotting down his thoughts. He didn't have the words to express it, but he finally found the courage to address it. He felt so invested. He didn't want to disappoint his parents who were there for him and had always been a blessing. He knew where they stood, and yet still he was tired of the fake and he was ready for the real. He found a place to stay in case his parents kicked him out. He gave them both a hug before he sat him on the couch. Shaking in his boots, it was time to tell the truth. He said, Pops, I've been gay ever since I was a youth. You can call it sin, but I'm in love with him. You can call him my friend, but he's more than a friend. His pop sat back scratching his head. 3 seconds later, this was exactly what he said. You will always be my child.
Always be my child. You'll be my child.
Sing that with us.
You will always be my child. You'll be my child.
One of God's kids. Born into this world, parents named her Liz, doctor said she was a girl. Started getting older, as the kids would get to know her, she would ask, am I a boy? Tomboy was what they told her. She kept on living as a girl, but it never fit. They teased her, but she never quit. She decided that she had to make a change, started to transition. Now Eli is his name. Now he is wondering, is there someone that would love him for exactly who he is? As Eli, not as Liz, got an invitation from a local congregation. The last time in the church, all he heard was condemnation. He gave it a try thought. Why not? He said, it's been a long time since I got in touch with my God. So he snuck in the back, welcomed with open arms. He said, what's up with that? But was it real? Communion was the test. The pastor smiled at him, gave him bread that was blessed. And as Eli ate the bread, he heard a voice speak to him, and this is what it said, you will always be my child.
Always be my child. You'll be my child. You will always be my child. You'll be my child.
So, son, if your prom date is the prom queen or the prom king, I just want to tell you something. There's absolutely nothing you could do that could make us love you any less. We prayed every single day to have you. We love you in all of the ways that you're blessed. So don't ever doubt how we feel about you. If you choose to come out, then we'll surround you with unconditional support. And not just for you, but for your boo, of course. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in God's image, and you're always gonna be, and there's nothing you can do that can change that. You will always be the same Matthew, and that's real. See, you're God's child, and you always will be. You'll always be my child.
Always be my child. You'll be my child. You my child, you'll be my child. You will always be my child. You'll be my child.
child, you'll be my child. And I saw you and I named you. I knew you and I claimed you. And I love you. You are mine. I love you. You are mine. And I saw you and I named you. And I knew you and I claimed you. And I love you. You are mine. I love you. You are mine. And I saw you when I made you. And I knew you when I claimed you. And I love you. You are mine. I loved you. I love you, you are mine. And I saw you when I made you. And I knew you when I claimed you. And I love you. You are mine. And I love you. You gave your life to make a difference. You gave your life to make a change. You welcomed all to your table, your calling. I want my life to make a difference. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to do some good here. I want my life to make a change. Working side by side, no outer inside. Together we can make that change. With a few more millions, with a lot of money, together we can make that change. I want my life to make a difference. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to do some good here. I want my life to make a change. Crossing the great divide, joy and peace will abide. Together we can make that change. Jesus is our peace, our fighting will cease. Together we can make that change. I want my life to make a difference. I want my life.
Go make a difference. We are the citizens with the saints, with the sins. This is interventions, man. Killed, you see? Past hostility against history. One body bringing unity, new humanity. Families, reality. We used to be distant, but now we're all together and we're making a difference. Walk alongside ya. I don't want to fight ya. Christ is our peace, our prophet like Elijah. Savior that is savior. We're no longer strangers. Used to be far away. Today we now are neighbors. Walls fall, say, oh! And the cornerstone's Christ, our peace and the giver of life. Hold us together and guide us tonight. Show us how you want us to serve and how you want us to listen. And with you, we'll be making a difference. Come on. There's a Christian mystic poet who says, Christ has no body on this earth but ours. We are the hands and feet of Christ. So your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to go and bless the world with your gifts and to have the Holy Spirit empower you to do those things. I want you to look to somebody next to you, and I want you to put, if I'm going to get Pentecostal on y'all, I don't care. I want you to put your hand over their ear. You don't have to touch their ear, but just kind of put it over in a blessing motion. May your ears, and you're going to repeat this, by the way. May your ears hear the cries of God's children.
May your ears hear the cries of God's children.
Put it on their brain or on their heads. May your mind be filled with God's wisdom. Go to their hands. May your hands serve the living God. You're going to put your hand on their shoulder to symbolize their heart. And you're going to say, I've learned my lesson over the years. You're going to say, may your heart be filled with Christ's compassion. Go to their feet. You don't have to touch their stanky feet. Just kind of bless their feet. May your feet bring the good news. That's right. And that's pretty much most of the body parts. So now you're blessed. So go do it and go rise up. We're going to do this last song called Rise Up.
Building bridges, breaking chains, bearing burdens, hope remains. We will rise up like the sun, led by the risen one.
Hand motions are extra credit.
Rise up, oh God, with blessings on your people. Rise up together. Your love's gonna break the chains.
A little faster.
Rise up, oh God, with blessings on your people. Rise.
Hey, hey. This is the way that we rise. Jesus will make us alive. Loving our neighbors, and we love them in the name of our God. Compassion, not just words but action. Rising from the ashes just like Lazarus from the casket. God is in the neighborhood. Get it, got it, good. We got this assignment. No stopping, keep shining. No, you know me, just us. Let's rise up together. Let's together rise up. Rise up.
Oh, God, with blessing. Rise up together. Your love's gonna break the chains. Rise up, oh God, with blessings on your people. Rise, rise.
He is risen.
He is risen.
Forgiven, redeemed.
He is risen.
Prison is free.
He is risen.
Risen is he.
He is risen.
Risen indeed. So if we rise like he rose, then we'll rise too. And though we're crying, dying doesn't have the final. No, no, and neither does destruction. We keeping on believing in that Jesus resurrection. We practice it and get after it like mathematicians master it. It happens, a gavel of compassion. God has been dropping it. All rise for the call, healing for the nations, and justice for us all. Hey, hungry get to eat again, worried find their peace within. Everybody's gonna get a home and never have to wonder where they're gonna ever get to sleep again. J-E-S-U-S, bless the blessed, fresh to death, seeking peace more and more, seeking war less and less. Resurrect these dry bit of bones that need it. Death has been defeated, watch them rise up like a phoenix. Rise up,
oh God, with blessings. Rise up together. Your love's gonna break the chains. Rise up, oh God, with blessings on your people. Rise, rise.
Freedom from unjust oppression.
Freedom from unjust oppression.
Shelter for those with no home.
Shelter for those with no hope.
Peace for those who live with violence.
Peace for those who live with violence.
Love for those who feel alone.
Love for those who feel alone.
Welcome for those on the outside.
Welcome for those on the outside.
Hope for all those down and out.
Hope for all those down and out.
Healing for those who are struggling.
Healing for those who are suffering.
The time to rise is now.
The time to rise is now. Rise up, oh God, with blessings on your people. Rise up together. Your love's gonna break the chains. Rise up.
Sing, oh, na, na.
Oh, na, 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 na. Oh, na, 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 na. Oh, na, na. Oh, na, 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 na. Rise.
Break it down, break it down.
Chains, rise up, oh God, with blessings on your people.